Right Samadhi and Insight in Sayadaw U Kandimas, Sayadaw U Sandimas, Teaching. Translation by Bhikkhu Uttamo. Introduction to Right Samadhi and Right Insight. Part 4, of 4 parts. It was appearing in the knowledge as the form Dharma of Aosh, i.e., at the ear door, and the knowing Aosh, of mind Dharma, i.e., at the Mana Devara, mind door. Before, what we were knowing was seeing is form and knowing is mind, hearing is form and knowing is mind, etc. This is not true. After the three Bhavangas ceased, one was able to contemplate mind consciousness, Vijnana. Sometimes, we are using language as not very accurate, e.g., here seeing is form should be, seeing is visual form or object, knowing of visual form or object is mind, etc. Here Sayadaw's experience supported the teaching in the Abhidharma. When we see a visual form it appears at two doors, i.e., the eye door, and mind door, sound also in the ear door, and mind door, etc. If we contemplate a sound, the mind should not go out to the outside where the sound comes from. The mind should be at the ear, if not we are contemplating at the wrong place. As a teaching theory teachers are talking, seeing is visual form, and knowing of visual form is mind, etc. That is also true, not wrong. We can also contemplate them separately, e.g., sound object at the ear, and knowing mind object of the sound at the heart area, etc. Contemplating together as above mentioned is another thing. This is dependent on the context. Aosh, Aosh, was form Dharma and mind Dharma. This was knowing mind, and form. Before was form, and perception, Rupa, and Sanna. Now was clear form Dharma, eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body doors, and clear Bhavanga form Dharma, i.e., mind door. The elements of earth, Pathavi, water, Apo, etc. ceased, and at the clear from Avira Aosh. Sound, and at the Bhavanga Aosh. Knowing element appeared. It was quite significant. Aosh was form, sound, and Aosh. Also the knowing mind. Both of them were Aosh. Before what I heard was hearing is form, and knowing is mind. This is mixing them up. So in Anapana it should be, touching is form, and touching is mind. It is not, touching is form, and knowing is mind. Here was an interpretation problem. It should be, touching is form, and knowing the touching is mind. These were seeing nature, and knowing the seeing nature. It was not known as body, head, hand, and feet. Touching was form Dharma, and knowing the touching was mind Dharma. So this body was a lump of clear element, and a lump of knowing element. This was not a person, not a being and not a soul. Looking at wherever there was, knowing exists, these are touching nature, and knowing nature. Carefully observing with mindfulness, sati, it was not knowing the sound coming from there, i.e., external. At hearing the sound with the ear, every time hearing form, and knowing the hearing were arising, i.e., form, and mind, when looking at Bhavanga, and saw the contact, fasa, was arising. I don't know the texts, i.e., suttas, and thin gyo, the Burmese Abhidharma text of Abhidharmata Sangaha. Fire element was arising when the hand touched the gas lighter. With the vibrations of Bhavanga, and the mind was inclining toward it. For example, from outside when the sound of the crow Aosh arising, and didn't know the outside sound. The sound came, and contacting the clear element of air was seen with mindfulness by looking at the Bhavanga. From the outside was one Osh. At the clear element of the air was one Osh. And at the clear element of Bhavanga was one Osh. So three Osh. Every time mind and form arising found the contact, fasa, which inclining to the Bhavanga. There was a current of inclination. At the clear mana element, mind element, a mind and form arose. The outside mind and form was not me. The mind and form arising at the clear element of the air was not me. The mind and form arising at the clear element of Bhavanga were also not me. I discerned all the five khandhas. It is quite interesting. Yu Chandima's own explanations of his experiences were confirmed by Abhidharma, which some scholars rejected. All of the wrong views were not falling away yet. Before was after the three Bhavangas ceased, and the mind arising again, and seeing, hearing, etc. were happening again. And then I re-entered the Bhavanga, Samadhi, and it cut off three times, vibrate three times. Of the three Bhavangas, I entered the first Bhavanga first, and observing the clear mana Hadaya Vafu, the clear element of mind door at the heart, a feeling, Vedana, arose, and ceased, and then Bhavanga vibrating came to cease. I tried it not to fall away by controlling the Bhavanga, and observing the form, Rupa, of how it was functioning. Vedanas were changing, but the mind was not experiencing of pleasure and pain. Contact, fasa, and Vedana ceased. At the first Bhavanga contact, and feeling ceased, but the perception of hot, stiff, ache, pain, etc. was still there, i.e., the concept of form. I entered the second Bhavanga, hot, still, ache, pain, etc. Perceptions ceased, including fasa and vedana, but the changing form nature, intrinsic nature of form, was still there. After entered the third Bhavanga, and it ceased, the two elements of clear form of the mind door, Hadaya Vafu, and the consciousness of knowing were there. Contemplating the mind consciousness, mana vinana, is possible only after the three Bhavangas. Directly knowing the seeing, knowing the hearing, etc. are not true. I am saying this with guarantee. I say it because I myself have arrived at this stage that I know, how is the aggregate of perception, sanakhanda? How is the aggregate of feeling, vedanakhanda? How is contact, fasa, etc.? Note, it seems to me there are many ways of practice for realization of Dharma, from simple to complex ways. As examples, Mahasi system is simple, and Far-Ork system is complex. Mahamoggallana became Arahant in 1 week because his way of practice was simpler than Sariputta's way, which took 2 weeks. Because Sariputta was foremost in wisdom, his contemplation of Dharma could be in more detail. The Buddha also taught people differently, without a fixed system. Therefore, we cannot justify any system with a fixed view as wrong or right. Closing square bracket. When sound contacted the ears, there were two sounds at the clear element of the ears, and at the clear element of mind door also two sounds. These are two pairs of mind and form. With the vibrating of Bhavanga, and the mind inclining toward the clear element of Bhavanga, mind door. If at that time stopped the Bhavanga with the mind, and listening to the speech outside, when someone speaks, didn't know anything, but hearing the sound was not clear. When released the stopping of mind door, Bhavanga, I could hear the speech. These things were happened by stopping the Bhavanga with sati, and releasing it with sati. What did this mean? When the eyes contacted with the visual object, and the ears contacted with the sound with mindfulness, sati, stopped the bhavanga, and then released it, and contemplated them. With the stopping, the seeing nature, and the hearing nature were stopped. If I released it, I could know the seeing, and the hearing. I was contemplating them again to see what Dharma was knowing the meaning of it. Perception, sanna, feeling, vedana, mental formation, sankhara, and consciousness, vinana, the four combined, and staying on the form, rupa, i.e., five khandhas working together. It was like a table with four legs, it could be very stable. The five khandhas were not me, and not others. Every time, mind and form arose, it functioned its own duty. It was becoming more and more clear as not me. It couldn't find a person or a being, and I couldn't contemplate it this way. In seeing was five khandhas, in hearing was five khandhas, etc. All these five khandhas were arising by depending on sense doors and sense objects. It was not freed from external phenomena. It was freed only by stopping the bhavanga. I couldn't stay in bhavanga all the time, if I released it, and contemplated the external of seeing, hearing, etc. That encountered the five khandhas. The mind clung to the five khandhas as my body, my khandha was in a trembled situation. This mind built by ignorance, and craving, avijja, and tanha, or tanha, upadana, and kama, craving, clinging, and action, didn't know where to go. It couldn't stay at its khandha house, also it had to be ceased that couldn't separate from it. It wanted to stick with the khandha, but seeing, hearing, etc., were mind and form. This knowledge made him to be not able to stick with the khandha, and left the khandha forever. These are the causes for the path knowledge or the path knowledge of stream entry to arise. There is still work to be done to contemplate the five khandhas. I had to be mindful of whatever rising Dharma. You must with Satipatthana to search for Dharma and seeing the five khandhas. This is searching for Dharma. Sati had to stay with the five khandhas that Ditti was stuck with Sati. I.e., contemplative knowledge, nana. It became dukkha by observing with sati. It became dukkha saka. Sati couldn't stick with the five khandhas that it ceased. It stayed again, and ceased again. It didn't die forever. Sati was not freed, and it was looking elsewhere to free itself from the five khandhas. It was not freed from eye, ear, etc., and also couldn't go out to the outside objects. In the loka, the world of mind, and form, only this one khandha existed, for this yogi. In the external world, loka, person, beings, etc. did not exist, only with the eyes seeing that it existed outside, i.e., visual objects. With the clear element of the ears, that he was knowing the sounds outside, etc. Khandha existed on the clear elements or forms of one's khandha, body. I couldn't pay attention to the outside loka. There was only one internal khandha. External loka fell away, leaving with the internal loka. Internal five khandhas arose by depending on the cause. If not paying sati to them, the mind was freed, and with sati it was not freed. Therefore, this sati couldn't go out, and also not freed by contemplating the inside. The bhavanga became tense, and the mind couldn't stick on the five khandhas. How does the path knowledge arise? This, I have never heard about it. Wrong view. Ditti is sticking with this sati. You have to stick with sati if you want to attain Dharma. Tanha lobha arose on sati, the eye-ness stuck with it. Sati was only Sati, contemplating to know and freeing them was Lobha. This is the thought of Sotapanna to be when it is closer to the path knowledge. I was seeing the five khandhas, the I-ness was stuck with the mental factor of Sati. If contemplating the outside also not freed from the five khandhas. I couldn't run away from it by contemplating again the five khandhas inside. The mind couldn't stick anywhere, and sometimes it was ceased with a blip. This sati ceased together with the desire of contemplating for freedom. It ceased with the cessation of knowingness. It was arising again, and not freeing from sati that it was painful. It was mentioned in the commentary on insight knowledge, between Sankarapeka Nana and Magga Nana there is a bridge called Gotrabhu Nana, change of lineage. In the Ingu Sayadaw's talk, he gave a simile of a sea bird on the mast of a ship. The bird flew out to look at the seashore. In other places it gave the simile of crossing a trench by jump, running back and forth before jumping. The above-mentioned experience was similar to these similes. The mind shouldn't know it, and with knowing it became the dukkha-sakka, truth of suffering. This candor was not with the clinging of knowing as mine I saw, I heard, etc. It was with its own nature of mind and body. When I found out its meaningless karmically indeterminate nature, abhyakata sabhava, avyakata sabhava, the desire mind of Atatana didn't know where to go. It was happening like this. Furthermore, it couldn't find inside and outside to cling to and it became dukkha-sakka, and the mind ceased. I didn't know it was Nibbana. It seems to me Yu Chandima explained the above of his experience in gist. In the following he explained it in more detail with some reflections. This matter could not be created by oneself. And then my teacher said to me, today you don't sit for quite some time now. I was practicing to be mindful on the body movements in a moving position, so I missed the sitting meditation. So I sat for meditation. I was breathing strongly with anapana meditation. The breathing was not me. With increased breathing also it was not me. You all listen to it mindfully. My teacher asked me to increase my breathing, this also was not me. I was getting tired. Before, I was always thinking about it as me. Now breathing was not me, with increased breathing also not me. Then I became seeing it. Looking at my establishment of anapanasati, touching, knowing, touching, knowing, etc., these were original knowing and not me. Which one was my khanda? Touching, knowing was arising on the tip of the nostril, hearing on the ears. Inside the ears was hearing the sound of shoe, shell, etc. Knowing it was another thing, and not me. Inside my ears I hear shoe, shell, etc. Knowing that it is something else, and not me. The expressions of the five khandhas were not me. These were not of my knowing and my perception, and not my hearing the original mind, and form. It couldn't go out, and inside was also not me. In this case, I had nothing to contemplate, and nothing had to run away. There was no place to stand, so I became low-spirited. The sitting came to an end after 2 hours of resolution, Adhidhana. And then I said to my teacher, you teach us that if we contemplate the five khandhas, the path knowledge will arise, and attain Nibbana. Now I discern the five khandhas penetratingly. Even seeing in this way Ditti was not fallen away. I'll never practice your Dharma again. My teacher didn't say anything to me. He got up, and left, to the toilet. I bowed down to the Buddha image, and prepared to go to my room. I was in the squatting position with a cheroot between my fingers, and put down my conceit, mana. Likewise, I had practiced for many months, more than a year. I was very tired and became bony. Even though I was practicing that much, and not attaining it. The teacher taught me to contemplate the five khandhas, and I practiced it quite analytically. Even practicing that much, ditti did not fall away, and the path knowledge not arose. So I would never practice it again, and put down my conceit. The mind of wanting to contemplate, to know and to think ceased. This was entering Nibbana. Before, I was looking for freedom inside and outside, but it was not freed. This time I would not contemplate, it was the path knowledge making ready for arising or taking acceleration. This is not the wanting mind that arises. It was also mentioned this point in some Mogik's talks. Was this khandha me? Did it belong to me? Did it exist inside and outside? I must check them carefully. If tana and ditti not fell away, I would not do it again, so I put down my conceit. Desire may be the appropriate word. At that time mind and mental factors ceased, such as wanting to search, to plan, to concern. It was not inclining outside and inside objects, or nothing to have for inclining, because the mind had to depend on the object, and without object, it came to cessation. Mind and mental factors ceased, and the body, rupa, was left behind as an indeterminate object, abhyakata, avyakata. This was nibbana. What is nibbana? Mind and mental factors cease, and the body is left like a wooden statue. The following is how the mind ceased stage by stage, and entered Nibbana with the path knowledge arising. The mind and mental factors have ceased, and this is Nibbana. The mind wants to stay and has to depend on one of the external elements of the sense object. It doesn't want to take the object of ayatana, sense bases, so the mind can't stay by itself, and it ceases. The body is left by itself, and the other is Nibbana. This is stream enterer's Nibbana. Sati is left behind as an ownerless Dharma. Previously, the mind of Lobha Samudaya, greed or desire, wanted to contemplate and plan to follow with Sati. Now, Lobha Samudaya mind ceases, and Sati becomes ownerless. It's not me, not a person, not a being, and not others. There is no one who has sati, it stays by itself with the cessation of person and being. This sati is ready for entering the stream of path knowledge. What I'm explaining it is for you to know it. If I say, now, we'll search for Dharma, be mindful. This is Ines sticks with sati. Sati cannot stick with the other five khandhas. I don't want to contemplate, it means I-ness kill itself. Where does the I exist? It's arising in the mind. If one contemplates, the mind arises. If one wants liberation, the mind arises. Once the mind arises, I also arise. Now the mind has ceased. With the cessation of the mind, I also cease. So there is no person and being, no doer, nothing for practice, and come to the end of the practice. A person exists that we are practicing Dharma. If no person exists, and no need for practice. While mind exists, mental states have to exist. Nibbana is the cessation of mental states. With the cessation of the mind, 11 kinds of fire cease. The cessation of the 11 types of fire is Nibbana. The mind, the mental states, the person, and the being all cease, and this is Nibbana. With the cessation of mind, mental states, the active bhavanga falls off, and this body is left behind without owner. This sati is not aware by a person or a being. Instead, it's staying by itself, free from the cause of a person and a being. Sati is the result dharma. At the time of the cessation of mental states, factors, it enters nibbana as a result. Nibbana cannot be created with one's desire. The clinging to, I, and, me, ditti tana cease. I was not entering the steam yet, i.e., sotapatti magga. It was near of entering the path. My teacher came back from the toilet, and opening the door, it was making the sound of chawi. And I regained my sati. When the mind arose in contact with the sound and the ear, sati cut it off at this moment. This was entering the stream. Before this mind was wanting to contemplate, to know, and to desire. What was sticking with the mind? The I-ness of ditti tana mana was sticking with the mind. The mind came to overwhelm sati before and it was now in cessation. So this sati was left behind as an object of contemplation. Now this ownerless sati with the cause ceased, and became the resulted anatta sati, not self-mindfulness, which didn't have a person, a being or me. The mind clinging to the result of the cause as my kanda was arising, this loneliness of sati discerned the identity view of atta and craving, ditti tana. Here is the cessation of the five khandhas when the object and contemplative mind were freed from atta. This talk was the third time he gave to the public after over 20 years of his attainment. So his talk here is not very smooth, also sometimes very fast. Later his talks were better and better. Sometimes he was using long sentences and elaborated his process of experience. So it was difficult to translate. He rarely talked about insight knowledge, only about the state of mind in this process. The Ingu Sayadaw also was in the same way. When I was seeing the offender, and making this exclamation, you are the offender. In the whole round of existence, samsara, I have been riding on you. When you have cars, you all are using it. Without cars, you can't go anywhere. Now it was the same way. The wanting atatana was desiring for nibbana. It was afraid of woeful existences, apayas. It had a desire for the kanda, and also wanting to be freed from it. This mind was happening in various ways. Now it had no place to stay, and came to cessation. Sati was under the power of the mind. Now sati was seeing the mind as atta again, and it has ceased. This was entering the stream, sotapatti magga. With the entrance of the path, I had the sense of satisfaction. This moving mind which wanted to contemplate for freedom was seeing by sati, and it couldn't control the atta kanda. Kanda by itself is not atta, but the mind takes it as atta. The bhavanga was vibrating and peaceful, like put down a burdened load, and becoming clear. The vibration of bhavanga meant in the whole round of existence was carrying this heavy load with wrong perception, wrong knowing, and wrong view to my kanda was fallen away. In this full talk, Yu Chandima was using a lot of Pali words of the suttas, and Abhidharma was unusual. It seems to me it came from his study of some of the suttas, and Abhidharma. According to him, before and during the practice he didn't know anything about them, even the Vipassana practice. Soon Lun Sayadaw's Dharma talks were always simple Burmese, and couldn't use the Pali word. Carrying this burden in human life, I could not put it down forever. Now, this heavy load was successfully thrown over the cliff, and became light, and gave me the sense of satisfaction. It would never cling to this kanda as me, and mine again. The heavy burden fell away, and there was happiness. and the bhavanga was with vibrations, such as vibrating with coolness, vibrating with coolness, etc. This was the experience of fruition states. It was existing as a fruition mind which freed from the fire of sorrow, lamentation, etc. After that I got up from sitting. Here again, according to Yu Chandima's experience, after the path knowledge and fruition knowledge arose, which was also mentioned by Mogik Sayadaw in some of his talks. Many meditation teachers also mentioned this point. Path knowledge is the cause, and fruition knowledge is the result, very similar to jhana. To become mature, skills have to be developed many times. Closing square bracket. When I was getting up from the seat, it wasn't me. Entering the stream also freed from the four postures, i.e., in squatting position. Most Burmese have the habit of squatting more than other cultures. From the squatting I was ready to get up. This was not in sitting, standing, moving, and stretching with the path knowledge arose. After the path knowledge and fruition mind arose, then I stood up, and I was in a dazed state. Standing up was not me. Stepping was not me, i.e., walking. I was moving my hand, it was not me. I was trying to speak, it wasn't me. Ditti was fallen away, and it would never stick back again. Sotapanna attains one quarter of the four paths of an arahant, and become kala vimutti, liberation or freedom from time. This physical body is not me. It's conditioned body and mind, rupa, and nama sankhara. They are doing their own job. I am free from it for over 20 years now, i.e., from wrong view, ditti. Before, I went up to the Dharma seat, it was not me, for this Dharma talk. I am giving Dharma which does not include me. I am stretching my limbs, which does not include me. Likewise, I am going and stepping, which does not include Ines. Only the physical body is walking. If it becomes Sotapanna, it must be so. Don't stop while walking. Is it you during the walk? I watch every action as me, but it is not. It is just the action. Here he tried every actions to feel it as me, but never appeared to him. It's conditioned form and mind, Dharma body and Dharma mind, physical action and mind action, i.e., Rupa Sankara and Nama Sankara, Rupa Dharma and Nama Dharma, Kriya Rupa and Kriya Nama. Some reflection on wrong view. Here we can see the views of Sotapanna, stream enterer, and Pathujana, worldling. Most worldlings are caught up in wrong views. There are many, and they hold it very tightly and deeply. Only a Buddha appears in the world we have the chance to know, and have the right view. It is not easy to come by. Except the Buddha, no one can penetrate these dharmas. At least we can divide the right views roughly into two kinds, mundane and supramundane. If we look into our world, even most people do not have mundane the right views, believe in the law of karma. Without belief in karma, to believe in rebirths and samsara and suffering is impossible, and it is pointless. Without believing in karma, practicing meditation is wasting time and energy. Even it's difficult to have good rebirths. Only if you believe in karma are you an ordinary Buddhist. Other faiths and Western philosophers even cannot know about karma and taught them. To become a genuine Buddhist, you must have supramundane the right views. Only with these views can practice meditation and transcend dukkha. To have this the right view to know and understand the Four Noble Truths, dependent co-arising, paticca-samuppada, khandhas, ayatanas, dhatus, sakkas, etc. We should never mix up the Buddha Dharma with any other faiths and philosophies, Eastern and Western. Other faiths and philosophies can have similarities, but never with the Dharma. If we really study the Dharma in the Pali Nikayas and compare with other teachings, we will know the differences clearly. You don't even need a very highly sophisticated mind either. You will never find the Sanatana Dharmas in any other faiths and philosophies. If we observe the Noble Eightfold Path, the arrangement is very systematic and has profound meanings. The Noble Eightfold Path is the right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. In the Noble Eightfold Path, the first one is the right view. Why does it come first? Because with our views and knowledge, thoughts and thinking follow. With thoughts, actions follow, i.e., speech, bodily action, and livelihood. Only view and knowledge are right, the other things will be right. We can also see this kind of arrangement in the Mangala Sutta, the blessings. The first blessing, there is not to associate or consort with the fools, Bala. If you can't follow this one, the other blessings are impossible. We can combine all the Buddha Dharma into Sila, Samadhi, and Panna. Maybe we can find Sila and Samadhi in other faiths and teachings, but there is no Panna. This Panna is Buddha's Panna or transcendental knowledge or wisdom. Even if we compare the Buddha's Sila and Samadhi with others, there are many differences. The Buddha's knowledge was more complete and profound than that of others. One of the important points have to always remember is that the first stage of realization eradicates wrong views, did this. If we mix other teachings, views, and philosophies to the Buddha Dharma become wrong teachings. To understand Buddha Dharma, we don't need any outside teachings and views. Dharma is complete by itself. We only need to study the Pali Nikayas put into practice in our daily life with sincerity. Only the Buddha can teach you to have the right views, and not others. Other traditions even look down on the Arahant as not good enough, and not fully purified yet. More needs to be done. So there is no need to think about how they view the stream enter, even it can be worse. According to the Buddha, Sotapanna will not be reborn for more than 7 lifetimes. Now bodhisattvas who are higher than Arahant and Pacheka Buddha can come and go with their wishes and desires. In my opinion, according to the Dharma, they still have ditti tanha. Therefore, samsara still exists for them. Recently, I have read about a book by Ajahn Thanissaro Bhikkhu on Western Buddhists, Buddhist Romanticism. Some years ago when I was in Thailand, I read some books written by American Buddhist teachers. At that time I thought their views and thinking was similar to Mahayana and some of Hindu teachings. From Buddhist Romanticism I know more about Western Buddhists. They also include some of their culture, views, and thinking. It seems to me that every Buddhist, especially those who want to practice transcending dukkha, should read it, at least the last 2 chapters, Chapter 6, Buddhist Romanticism, and Chapter 7, Unromantic Dharma. If we not follow the views of the Buddha as mentioned in the Pali Suttas, we cannot end dukkha. Tan Ajahn gave clear comparisons between the Nikaya teachings and other traditions. Even we can designate the later development of Buddhism before the disappearance in India as Buddhist Hinduism or popular Buddhism. We can also see popular Buddhism in Asian countries. We cannot treat wrong views as lightly. It is the most dangerous enemy to all beings. Even we cannot abandon wrong views, to abandon craving for becoming is impossible. The causes for wrong views are 8, and among them, 2 of them are important: hearing wrong teachings and unwise attention. There is a saying in Zen, Chan, tradition: before the practice, river is river, and mountain is mountain; during the practice, river is not river, and mountain is not mountain; after the practice, river is river, and mountain is mountain. For a Sotapanna, before river is river, during river is not river, and after river is still not river. The first one means ditti is still intact as anusaya.